All right, we are taking a look at prostitution. What are your thoughts about it? What are your thoughts about it? What are the different types of prostitution? We've mentioned the major categories. Let's go ahead and give some of the breakdowns of these categories now. Starting, and we're back to direct forms of prostitution right now. And we're going to take a look at street prostitution. And of course, this is probably going to be a given, but still. What's happening with street prostitution? The clients are solicited on the street. They're solicited at parks, other public places. This is kind of heartbreaking, but they're serviced inside streets or in vehicles or on premises where they're only there for a short while. When it comes to where it takes place geographically, it's very, very widespread, particularly if alternative work sites are not available. You can find the street prostitution, particularly in the United States, Europe, the UK, Australasia, and or there's socioeconomic breakdown. You find it in Eastern Europe, parts of Africa, South and Southeast Asia, and Latin America. The brothels. What's happening with this type of prostitution? Well, the premises are explicitly dedicated to providing sex. There's better security at brothels than there are on the streets, as you can imagine, and the brothels are often licensed by the authorities. By the way, speaking of licensed by the authorities, have any of you ever been involved in the effort to try to either put an end to prostitution or, at the very least, see if there are ways to minimize it, to significantly reduce the prevalence of prostitution? And if so, what were the results? Who did you talk to? Who did you communicate with? And did any of you get in touch with, not law enforcement officials, but elected officials? What response did you get from them? Now, keep those questions in mind as we move through this discussion. Geographically, what's happening with brothels? Well, they're preferred where sex work is decriminalized or the brothels are tolerated. Places like Australia, New Zealand, Southeast Asia, India, Europe, Latin America. Then we have the form of prostitution that a lot of people consider respectable. Escort service prostitution, where the client contacts the sex worker by phone or by way of hotel staff. It's really considered to be the most covert form of sex work. Relatively expensive because of the low client turnover. The service is provided at the client's home or in the hotel room. Where do you find escort services? Escort prostitution. It's ubiquitous in the United States. The escorts and the private workers contacted by phone and they're working from a call book. And these people who work from the call book are known as call girls or call men. Speaking of call men, how many of you have come across whether the person who is wanting to receive the service or the one providing the service? A situation wherein a man or men were being called upon. A lady or women looking for male prostitutes. Another type of prostitution. Oh, by the way, I didn't bring that up just to be bringing it up. It is a reality, is a fact of life. Don't just assume that because what we see on TV, don't assume that what we see on TV is all there is. Think about, well, anyway, types of prostitution. Private prostitution, where the client contacts the sex worker by phone, is similar to the escort prostitution services, except with the private services, they're provided in a sex worker's premises. Instead of at the client's home, the sex worker has chosen the premises, and that's where the activity takes place. A variant in London and other big cities is flat prostitution, which basically entails high-cost services in rented, serviced inner-city units. Speaking of the client having the sexual activity take place on their premises, I remember watching a documentary, I guess about 4 or 5 years ago, and this lady, an attractive lady too, looked like she may have been in her early 30s, was talking about sex she had had. It wasn't prostitution. It was a man, you know, she met this man, and if I'm not mistaken, they had not known each other long at all. In fact, they may have engaged in the sexual activity the very first time they met each other. But she talked about how that experience was so out of this world for her. When she had sex with that man, she said she knew then what she wanted to spend the rest of her life doing. And so she went out looking different places. This is a different country. I don't remember which country it was, to be honest. But it wasn't America. Not that this doesn't happen in America, but she happened to be in a different country. And she went looking for a place, the right place, the right environment, the right atmosphere, the right setting. And she looked, and she looked. And so finally, she knew she had found a place. A small house on a fairly decent size acreage of property. I'm saying decent size. She didn't want a whole lot. I think it may have been about half an acre to an acre, something like that. And it had the ocean, a huge body of water, bordering, coming right up to the edge of her property. I mean, you just look out there and, man, you just see all that beautiful water. And when she saw that place, she said, "This is the place." And she bought it. And that is where she has her home. It doubles as her place of business. That's where she takes people. That's where she has her clients come to meet her when they're ready to have sex. And, I mean, she is just as thrilled because she is living where she wants to live. She loves that atmosphere. You can understand that. And she is getting paid to do what she thoroughly enjoys doing. And regardless of how many men she has sex with, she's doing what she enjoys doing. And whether she is taking a day off, taking the weekend off, she finishes having sex and she and the man she's with are just lying there, she is surrounded by this beautiful setting that means so much to her. Types of prostitution, I'm just pointing out to you, there are a lot of people who are sex slaves. They don't want to be doing what they're doing. They're literally being forced to do it. And then you have a lot of people who are doing what they enjoy doing. I remember watching another documentary. You know how you channel surf, and I channel surf too. And I came across something. This lady was talking about how she used to prostitute. That's what she was doing before she got married, before she and her husband started having children. And I was really captivated by it because the show was already going when I flipped to that channel. And I was thinking, oh, man, this is going to be a great story about how she was able to get out of it. Sure enough, She started talking about how, you know, she had been in prostitution for years, really enjoyed it. You know, at times, you know, just like any other job, you know, she preferred to not be working. But for the most part, she really, really enjoyed the prostitution. But when she met this man, they fell in love and they wanted to marry. And so that was her out. She decided, hey, you know what? I can't keep prostituting and be married. And being in this man's life is more important to me. This isn't really about how she got out, you know, per se. But it did bring to an end what she was doing. And so she talked about how, you know, they discussed it. He knew what she was doing before they married. She agreed she would stop, though, so that they could have a life. They moved to another city, I think it was. They married, started having children, and were living happily. That was too early in the game to say they were living happily ever after, but they were living happily until they fell on hard times. They fell on hard times financially, and they just couldn't get anything to work. I've forgotten how it worked, but I think he had lost his job and was having a hard time getting reemployed. And so they started talking about their options. And she brought up, well, I can always go back to work and start back doing what I was doing. So they agreed that she would go back into prostitution. And it wasn't something, the way she conveyed it, it was not something that would be difficult for her, because when she got out, you have to remember, it wasn't that she was hating what she was doing. That wasn't it at all. She just decided that it would not be appropriate for a woman who was going to be married now and have children to be prostituting herself. It wasn't because she hated what she was doing. It wasn't because she felt guilty about it. She was enjoying what she was doing. When they fell on hard times, it was a matter of her going back to what she had always enjoyed. And so they talked about it and they agreed. And she went back into prostitution. Not where they were living, but it was like a ranch style atmosphere, literally like a ranch where she used to provide her services. And she went back to that. Okay, I'll be right back.